This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, knowing the laws of leaking secrets. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the ways of keeping secret, but from the perspective of knowing the laws of leaking secrets. And obviously, when we see the Islamic teachings, we see that Islam gives importance to the secrets that we have, and therefore it does not allow us to leak other secrets. But one of the ways why the people are obviously they don't care about the secrets of the others or others' personal life, it is because they are unaware, they're not acknowledged about that. And one of the ways is to know the danger, to know the loss that is waiting for us or for the community or for the others if we leak secrets, if people start leaking the secrets of each other, if people start backbiting each other, what will happen? The first thing that happens is that the society will no more be secure. It brings insecurity in the society. It brings insecurity amongst the friends, between the family members, among the family members. So no one will feel secure while sharing his feelings, his things, or maybe if he has a problem, even if it is not a secret, but obviously at this point he does not want to share it, he does not want others to know such thing. The people will not share things, the people will not ask or for the advice if they feel that the others will not keep their secrets or the things that they are sharing. So the first thing that a society or people in their relations they will face is having insecurity amongst them. Therefore, we need to keep secret and we should know about the danger of leaking secrets. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the ways of keeping secrets, and we said that one of the ways of keeping secret is to know about the danger and the loss of leaking secrets. So the first thing that generally a society face is that everyone will feel insecure and the society will become insecure if people are not keeping the secrets of each other. The second thing is that we become captive and we become imprisoned of the secrets. As Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that when you have a secret, this secret is your captive, or you have made something imprisoned in your custody. It's in your custody. But if the secret has been leaked out, then obviously we'll become the captive of this secret. We will become the prisoner of this secret, because once we have imprisoned the secret, we had it in our heart, we shared it with others to keep it. But once it has been leaked, then now we have no secret and obviously everyone know about us. So this is what Imam has said. Therefore, one of the consequences, one of the dangers, it brings the insecurity. Number two, it makes you a prisoner if it is leaked. Therefore, we can see in the history, there were many things, there were many secrets, or maybe, there were highly, highly secure things which should not be leaked. But when they were leaked, obviously the other countries they conquered, maybe like they invaded the other countries because of knowing their secrets. So this is important that we should know about the consequences and the danger of leaking Secrets. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.